The Curious History of a Tasty Little Fish. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A little while ago, we reported how native fish are doing really well in Lake Huron. The fish involved are not exactly well-known species, but there is one that's a household name in lakeshore communities, and its success is sparking some scientific debate. Peter Payette reports.
There's a restaurant in Leelanau County called The Cove. It's in Fishtown, in Leland, and the owners have a problem. Food and travel writers who pass through here seldom forget to mention the Chubby Mary. It's a Bloody Mary with a smoked chub in it. Mario Batali even put a photo of the cocktail on Bon Appetit's website, alongside his endorsement. The problem is there aren't many chubs for sale these days, because they're really hard to find in the Great Lakes.
You can't get a fisherman to go out there and set nets for something that he thinks, you know, you'd be better off having them fish for octopus out there, I think, sometimes, and maybe the catch would be greater.
Rick Wanroy says the Chubby Mary has a cult following. He even trademarked the drink, and he expects to be explaining to lots of people this summer why they don't have them.
I'm not a marine biologist, but we don't have chubs, not because I forgot to order them, but because they're just, you know, we comb the entire Great Lakes with fisheries and ask them if they have them, and if they will ship them next day, air them, and pay more money for the fish than I charge for the drink. You know, it's a loss. It's like, but, you know, it's one of those things you have to do.
But something curious is happening with chubs right now in Lake Huron. Young ones are showing up there in record numbers. They're too small yet for the smoker, but a decade ago there were almost no chubs in Lake Huron. The dramatic surge fits a pattern the fish has exhibited in the past. That is, the chub population has come in waves, big ones. Then it drops off.
We're talking about a 70-fold increase from the bottom to the top, and that is rather dramatic.
Chuck Medengian is a researcher for the U.S. Geological Survey. He's theorized that chubs cycle, meaning there's something about the fish that causes its population to swell and then shrink. In all three of the upper Great Lakes, there were lots of chubs around 1990, and there's some evidence of a peak in Lake Michigan around 1960. So we're talking about cycles that are three decades long. And that makes his theory a little hard to study, let alone prove.
Somebody doing a master's thesis is going to be able to make a lot of headway. not if the period is about 30 years.
This fact makes other researchers skeptical. Stephen Riley works down the hall from Medengian at the U.S. Geological Survey. He works on Lake Huron and is catching all those little chubs out there. But Riley says he can't imagine what would cause cycles that far apart.
You know, because, I mean, the conditions now are so different than they were when we last saw high numbers that I can't imagine that a cycle would be driving it. But it's possible. You know, I could be wrong.
But with the number of chubs rising in Lake Huron, Chuck Medengian wonders what you would call it other than a cycle. The owners of the Cove in Leland will be happy if it is. For now, they're exploring other ideas for a signature drink. But there doesn't appear to be anything that can replace the Chubby Mary. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.